Hello and welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat and happy Black History Month. I am excited. I know you're excited. We are featured in this month. A lot of talents, a lot of courage, a lot of history. And we're going to talk a lot about that as we continue on with the show this month. But I am so glad, as always, to be with you guys. I'm super glad that today is Wednesday. And I'm ready to get on with the show because we got a lot of going on. So let me just tell you that we got a lot going on up around here. Okay, so our guest today is just, we have Dr. Rodica Malos, and she's going to be joining us. She is a primary provider, and we're going to be talking about mental health and so much with that, which I'm excited. I have the interview that I did with Melissa Williams from the Tyler Perry's The Oval. She's going to be, you're going to hear that interview. And also we have with us Eliza Eugene. She's an author and a minister. She's going to be talking about her new book. And so it's just a lot going on. We got comedian Barry Nyland, who's going to be giving us a Trinity. He's taking the place of Gina G4 this week. So we're excited about that. And then we got Carla Hawks. She's got the credit report. We've got, who else we got? And so we have Fitness in Five with Elizabeth Brooks. So yeah, we got some stuff going on for you today. But anyway, I want to get on with the show now so we can go ahead and get started with all of our guests. Today's weather, I don't know what's it doing outside in DC. I know that it's wet and it's got some kind of snow thing going on. It feels like it, like a mixture of snow flurries and rain, but we do have rain that's expected 60% all the way through the evening until tomorrow. We have rain, so be ready for that, those of you that are in DC. But right now we are cloudy at 42 degrees with expected rain, 28 degrees. Your high in Detroit today is 30, and you got snow coming, which I'm not even surprised. You got snow coming this evening and all the way until tomorrow and also on Friday. So please be prepared for that. Your temperatures are low in the 20s. So just know that Jacksonville, Florida, you never seems to, you know, cease to amaze me. You are 70 degrees, partly cloudy right now. Your high is 79. You got showers coming tomorrow as well. London, you're 46 degrees, partly cloudy. And that is your high. You're waking up to 37 degrees and partly cloudy. 48 is going to be your high tomorrow. Los Angeles, you're 43 degrees and sunny right now. Your high is 64 degrees. Sunshine all day long on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm not surprised, but you got rain coming on Sunday, so be on the lookout for that. Augusta, Georgia, you know I got love for you right there in iHeartRadio. Cloudy and 66 degrees. You got rain coming this evening all the way until tomorrow, but the sun is gonna shine for you on this weekend, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You got pretty good weather, but your high today is expected to be 72 degrees. Let's see. We got South Australia. You're 70 degrees right now. You're waking up with 66 degrees. Sunshine all this week, all this weekend. 93 degrees is going to be your high tomorrow. Kenya, you're 99 degrees right now. You're waking up to 69 degrees tomorrow. 100 degrees is going to be your temperature, and you're sunny today all week. You got nothing but sunshine, honey. Hawaii, you are partly cloudy right now. 64 is your high. And you got sun, thunderstorms and showers rather coming all evening until tomorrow. Again, on Friday, you're waking up to 49 degrees tomorrow. 62 is going to be your high. 75 degrees right now in Puerto Rico. Hey, Puerto Rico, you got sunshine all every day. Every day, Puerto Rico, 66 degrees. You're waking up to 78 degrees. It's going to be your high tomorrow. Portugal, you are 45 degrees right now, and that's your high. You're waking up to 35 degrees, and you got partly sunny tomorrow and Friday. You got showers coming Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, so be prepared for that. Lots of wind on Tuesday, but yeah, you're going to be in the high 40s, low 50s, waking up to 30s all the rest of the week, so be prepared for that. All right. If I did not mention your city, continent, nation, or your neck of the woods, just know that God is still in control and he still rules and reigns. He has the final say. So no matter what's going on around you, in you, through you, about you, know that God still has the final say. Okay. And he loves you. And so do we on Dr. Gina's radio chat. We're going to take a minute for our sponsorship, and then we'll be right back with Ministerial Minute. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Yes, so Ministerial Minute, I wanted to talk about just how we sometimes can hold on to our past and not really let it go. A lot of times we don't realize that it could be the subconscious or unconscious part of our brain. And I really want to talk more about that. Hopefully when Dr. Rodica comes on, so we can talk to her about that, because she studies a lot about that. And I wanted to just really touch on that a little bit, because I think some of us, you know, we're reminded of conversations and or incidents that have happened in our lives, trauma or something like that. And sometimes it'll just come out of in our thoughts out of nowhere, you know, and we'll react, or we'll constantly, it's constantly like a reminder of if we're trying to take on a different behavior, how the enemy can use that, our past memories that's so back down or that has hurt us so much, to resurface. And then we're only at that time going to just react in that moment. Maybe it's towards another person, or maybe it's on a job, or maybe it's towards ourselves. Like maybe we'll, you know, start feeling bad about who we are or whatever, because of these memory recalls is what I call them. We have to take a stand against those. We have to realize that that's what it is. It is a tactic of the adversary. If he could have stole the moment of your life away from God's hands, he would have done just that. That was the whole objective of any trauma, any abuse, any neglect, any rejection, was to ruin your whole conception of life, or to the conception about your life or how you should be or your character or any of those things. And I'm here today to tell you that that can be repaired. God can deliver you from that. Sometimes, you know, I know that I've done it in the past where something has come up in a memory and I'll think of a whole new way to react to it. You know, a whole new way. Like, I should have said this, or I'm going to say that, or, you know, and it's over. Like, it's so over. But what it does is initially it just ends up putting a weight on me of unforgiving myself, unforgiveness towards the people or the person, unforgiveness, regrets, on all of these things. And then now that's seeping into my right now moment where I'm fasting or I'm praying or I'm believing God for deliverance. But yet these are the tactics that the enemy does, and God allows them, because this is our chance and our opportunity to really be strengthened in the authority of and the power that he's given us through the blood of Jesus. This is an opportunity for us to stand in faith and neglect and reject anything that is not of now. If it's not now, is not important. If it's of the past and it has nothing to do with your now, like say for instance your past, like, okay, so God had you fill out an application for a job, you probably forgot about it, it's been over a year, that's something you did in the past, but it could resurface for your good for later. But that's why I believe that God says that he works all things out for good for those that are called according to his purpose, that love him. And I'm paraphrasing that. But that's what he's saying. And so therefore, if you don't know what's good and what's bad from your past, he does. So that's why we have to put our trust in him. Anything that is hurtful, we learn from him, and we apply what we learn to our now. That's how we deal with that. But if it's going to just resurface and gut us open again and hurt us again, and it's been 6 years or last month of a conversation that didn't go so right, or, you know, personality clashes, or maybe, you know, at a job that just wasn't for you in this new season, you know, if we go into this now with regrets from yesterday, regrets and hurts and pains, that is not God. This is just the enemy reminding you of something bad that you would just, he's hoping that you would carry this on with you for days to come. So I say to you, be encouraged. You're not alone. If I just said something wacky about what sometimes it happens to me, and since I've learned about the subconscious and unconscious part of your brain, I understand now that, you know what, I have to fight what I know, what God has given me against that, so I can stay in freedom in my now, so I won't be bound by yesterday or last year or what hurt me from before. I don't have to have reoccurring memory of what somebody said, and I should have said this, or I should have said, it's over. They have forgotten about you. It ain't nothing but the enemy trying to torment you, okay? Because they done moved on. They're not even thinking about you. He is, though, and that's what he does. So it shouldn't shock you that he roams to see who he can devour, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We have to understand that we have an adversary, and we have to, most importantly, know who we are and understand the kingdom method that we were created in, so we can start operating in power. So I just wanted to just say to you, be encouraged. And it's not totally your fault. You know, when I say that, we always have a choice to make a decision. And right now we're accountable for what we know. And so now if you're hearing my voice, you are accountable for what you know right now, which is you don't have to succumb to that. You can resist the devil and he must flee. You can operate in your authority that God has given you. And most importantly, there are more for you than there is against you. And God said that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And he also said that he's your shield and your buckler, your strong tower. He is your protector. He is your deliverer. He's your healer. He can heal you from those wounds. He can deliver you from your past shackles. He can cut them right off. He can sever every cord. He's able to do it, but you have to believe. You have to believe, and you have to walk it out by faith, and you have to resist that devil. You have to resist those hurtful memories, those tormenting memories that he continues to resonate when you are on your way to your freedom, when you are walking and you have taken that first initiative to take that step towards freedom. You know he's not going to let you go easy, but guess what? He doesn't win. He doesn't have a dog in the race, because God is always in control and has the final say. So I want you to be encouraged about that. Study on subconsciousness and unconsciousness. Again, I'm going to see if I can ask Dr. Rodica about that, because we're going to be talking about that. So be encouraged. I love you so much. And so does, especially God. And he loves you first. And I love you. And so does we on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Okay. This has been Ministerial Minute. And we'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Rodica. Rodica. We'll be right back. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth
will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
What's up, everybody? This is Tra'Krae.
And this is Adrian.
And we are Last Call.
You're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, so keep it locked.
All right. Joining us right now, live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, is Dr. Rodica. Milos, how are you?
I am good. I'm excited about this interview.
I'm so excited to have you. I want to talk to you about, you have a new book, and we're excited about all of that. We're excited about what God is doing through you, which is amazing. I don't think people are ready. I don't think they understand that this is possible, that we can have this type of revelation and actually operate through it. Tell us a little bit about your ministry, actually.
Well, my ministry is in the healthcare. I did provide care to elderly with multiple chronic conditions to the end of life for about 30 years. I am a doctor of nursing practice, and I am an adult nurse practitioner. I practice as a primary care provider. I still practice medicine. I see patients. But my passion is to let people know that treating the body, the disease only, is not enough. We need to address their soul and spirit, because if you treat only the body, it's like we treat only one-third of the problem. during my education at Oregon Health Science University, I had the class for health promotion and disease prevention. And during that class, I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to visit the verses in the Bible that talks about anxiety. When the teacher or the instructor, the professor, were talking about stress management, about anxiety and fear and depression,
yes,
how can I prevent them? Scriptures from the Bible popped in my head. And
yes,
I was like, we have those prescriptions written more than 2,000 years ago, or even 3,400 years ago, when David, or the King David, was meditating on the Word of God, and when he was afflicted or when he was in pain and distress because of the sin, he cried out to God and he was healed emotionally. His emotion created so much pain in his body. So, then I discovered that is a powerful correlation between the Word of God, the Bible, I call them supernatural prescriptions, and the science of the brain at this time,
yes,
when we know so much about information that they become electrical impulses, action potential in our brain based on the quality of the thought we have, and how faith, or I will say non-faith or disbelief, can become negative thoughts, and they can create so many problems. And actually all the systems are affected by high level of stress. Our body is suffering so much because our emotions don't line up with what we need to do in our thinking process. So I was thinking that, you know, stress is very bad for us, and stress level actually increases because the environment where we live now. And then I looked at the verse in 2 Timothy 3:1-5, where it says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, and not lovers of good. They are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And the Bible says, have nothing to do with such people. So that means the environment where we live in will put so much stress on people. And if we are not careful to make right choices, to think the right things, like I said, and the verses popped in my mind because I memorized them when I was in the high school. And they were still on my unconscious mind. So I did Bible study when I was very young, and even in the communist country, I did read the New Testament 5 times, hiding my Bible under the pillow or under clothes, or so people will not see me doing that. So I did hide the Word of God in my brain and my unconscious mind. And now when I needed the most, I was able to bring them in my conscious mind and to help me make the right decision and make me think right. And
this is my question. I'm so glad you tapped into that, because this is something that God had brought to me a couple of weeks ago. Well, last week, subconscious and unconscious. Can you please just touch on that so people can understand what that looks like practically? Like, you know, because we hear that and we know the definition, but how can someone understand this? Just well, off the top, how can you explain subconscious and unconscious?
I will touch a little bit on this. For example, we have about 60 thoughts a day. There is a study done by the Cleveland Clinic. So if we have 60 thoughts a day, and the study shows that 80% are negative thoughts, and then 95% are repeated every day. So what that means, we have negative thoughts. That means we don't have faith. That means negative faith. So those thoughts are circulating in our brain and our neurons. Our brain has about 100 billions of neurons. And we collect all the information every single day through our 5 senses. Based on what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we touch, what we taste. So those information will pass a threshold and become electrical impulses, and they will circulate in our brain. And the negative thoughts are pretty much from fear, anxiety, worries. So those thoughts, they do not build our faith. They actually go in the opposite direction. But they are circulating in our brain, and during the night, the hippocampus, which is in the limbic system, which is involved in consolidating memories and selecting the words, selecting memories, which thoughts to consolidate and which thoughts to get rid of them. So during the night, the brain is working at 400 billions of action per second, like Dr. Caroline Leaf, the very strong believer and Christian neuroscientist, mentioned in her book, that during the night, the brain is so busy, it's overactive to consolidate what we think during the day. So if we have unforgiveness, if we have bitterness, if we are discouraged, if we suffer from those things and we ruminate, we just consolidate those in our unconscious mind, and they will stay there for 30 years, 50 years, 80 years. And each time we have a small experience, we are exposed to little things like people will talk bad words to us, or if we have an experience, then our unconscious brain will bring to the surface those memories. So we'll bring in our conscious mind. Now, I want you to know that there are many psychologists and therapists that use this to treat people who have anxiety disorder or who have post-traumatic stress syndrome, mm-hmm. or to destabilize those negative thoughts from or negative experiences, negative memories from the unconscious mind, to bring them in the conscious mind and to replace them. We call that a displacement or replacement theory. So bringing in our, and how can we do that? We can replace those negative thoughts and negative memories with positive thoughts and positive memories. How can we do that? I am a strong believer, and I believe that if we know the Word of God will heal our negative thoughts. We can meditate the Word of God day and night, and we have that prescription actually in our DNA because God knew that we need that. And David said, I meditate day and night at your Word.
Yeah,
and also,
yeah.
Yeshua was encouraged to meditate day and night at the Word of God. So he got that prescription long before we got it.
I love that you're on here with that. So that is the key right there. You also you're suggesting that that we read the Word of God, know what the Word says about us, feed our souls with that and our brains, and allow, if we need to, go and seek out help as well. Your book is called Allow Your Heart to Be Broken. It is brand new. I need you to come back on the show. Can you come back on another time? Because it's just, you know what, people, we need this information. I promise you, just last week, God had me write that down. He told me to look up the dictionary about what they mean, subconscious and unconscious, and to have you on right now is just amazing to me. I know that God's hand is all on this. You guys need to go and follow up with Dr. Rudika Malos and follow up with her so you can go ahead and get this book, Allow Your Heart to Be Broken, and follow her on everywhere. Social media, where can they follow you, doctor?
I am on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram.
And, I tried to follow you on Instagram. What's your Instagram account?
Well, if you Google Rudika Malos or Dr. Rudika Malos.
Okay, I tried to get that. Okay, I'm going to follow you. I look forward to having you on again. You were amazing. I wish we had more time. I need you to come on for like a whole 45, 30 minutes. Would you come back and join us again sometime?
Well, sure. You can just send me an email or a text and I will be ready.
You were amazing. I just emailed Raquel from at Charisma. She's my Charisma. Dr. Rudika is my Charisma sister because we're both authors with them. But I emailed her to let her know that you were absolutely amazing. So thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And we got to book you again.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You are so welcome. Thank you. And have a blessed day.
Yeah, God bless you.
God bless you. Okay, we're going to switch gears a little bit because we got Carla Hawks on. She's going to be giving us 5 minutes of debt freedom. What are you telling us this month, Carla? What you got, boss lady?
Hi, Dr. Gina.
Hey.
I'm excited to join the show today.
Yes, so, what you got?
The last time I was on a show, I know that some things went haywire, so I just wanted to make sure I mentioned again why it's important to maintain a good credit score. So I get access all the time. Are we connected, Dr. Gina?
We are very much here, and we are live.
Okay.
So I need you go ahead and talk it like you know it, girl. This is what you do.
Right.
Go ahead.
So, all right. So good credit is important for everything that you have to do basically in society today. because we're becoming more increasingly dependent on credit to make purchases and financial decisions. So a good credit score is for more than just credit cards. Everyone thinks, I don't use credit cards, I'm going to pay by cash, but credit is very important. So your credit score, it demonstrates your history of paying your debts to entities that loan you money. Now you need credit, good credit for cell phones, loans. If you want low interest rates, you need good credit. If you want to get in a home and have electricity, you need good credit. If you want to get into a home, you need good credit, or if you want to rent. So good credit is even for purchasing power and even employment. So you might not get that job if your credit is messed up. So what people need to know is that you can't build anything with bad credit. You could only build an empire with good credit. And good credit can change your life if you have it. So it's just very, very important to make sure that your credit is in good standing. Now, there's just a couple of factors because I know I'm really have to move quickly. But just know that your payment history is 35% of your credit score. 35%. So whatever you do, pay your bills on time. It's very, very important. And then the amount that you owe, if you have a $15,000 in credit, that's worth 30% of your credit score. So you want to keep your credit, even though you have credit cards, you don't want to max them out. You want to keep them under 30% of what your available amount is. So you have to manage your credit as well. So then the length of your credit is very, very important. How long did you have credit? Sometimes we open up a card. I opened up one in college. So I had this card in college. It had $4,000. When I became 25, I wanted to cancel that card. But thank God I didn't, because that is my longest standing card that I have today. And it's very, very important because that is 15% of your credit score. Mm-hmm. And then you need a mix of credit. You need a healthy mix. So basically, you need several types: mortgages, car loans, credit cards, school loans. All these different things help your credit score as well. So as soon as your credit gets well, people love to go and get credit cards and cards and let it stay healthy for a time before you start maxing your credit back out. So those are just some very, very important tips to make sure that we are handling our credit correctly.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? When did they start having where you can't get a job? Because I'm 51 right this year. And I mean, that started somewhere when I was in my 20s or like mid-30s. When did they start doing that?
Well, I know it's been years, but I tell you this, the reason that jobs want to check your credit is because if the job deals with money, sometimes people who are in dire straits, they feel, and your credit is not good, that you'll steal. You become a risk to the company.
Wow.
So your credit helps you with risk as well. Are you worth them taking that risk? Your resume may be great, but your credit may be low, and we're not going to accept you.
Wow. Well, tell everybody where they can find you, because this is such a good information for those of you in the workforce. You already know this. For those of you that are going into the workforce, you need to know this. It's so important. And I'm glad that you said it about the credit, 35% of you paying it on time. So, I mean, you had made mention that with to me about Experian or one of them, if you pay in your electric bill or whatever, you should report that or something. Right. Will you be able to help them with that information?
Yes, Experian has Experian Boost. And what they do is if you've made your cell phone payments on time or your electricity bill payments on time, you could submit that to Experian Boost and you could get a boost. From 10% of a boost, 10 points to 50 points. I've heard people getting 50 points boost. So, I mean, if you need that extra 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 points, and you're paying those things on time, that is something to look into.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good stuff. Thank you so much, girl. We appreciate you always. Until next month. Thank you, Carla.
Yes. Thank you for having me, Dr. Gina. And anyone can follow me on Instagram at Boss Lady Hawks.
All right, girl. You're getting good at this thing on this radio. Thank you so much. I love it.
Thank you, Dr. Gina.
You're welcome, sister. All right, we're going to move right along. We got fitness. So we talked about the mind. We talked about your money because we got to get that right, y'all. The mind and the money got to get right. So let's go ahead and tune in right now to Elizabeth Brooks Fitness in 5 minutes. Hey, Elizabeth, how are you?
Good, Dr. Gina. How you doing?
Fantastic. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I am, first of all, I'm really excited and grateful for 2020. We are into February, you guys. Can you believe that?
January
just flew by. So if you were making plans to start your workout in January and you haven't done a single blessed thing yet, the year is going by. Come on, people. There is no time like the present. And I think one of the biggest challenges we have is with procrastination. So, you know, and then sometimes our goals are so big and unrealistic that we can't tackle them easily. So today I want to talk about cardio, okay? And so it's like one of the most important things that people will start up at the beginning of the year if they have not been exercising. The first thing people think, well, let me start doing some cardio. And that's actually a really good place to begin. Cardiovascular exercises are exactly what it sounds like they're for. Cardio meaning heart, vascular meaning lungs. It strengthens your heart and lungs. And as long as you're managing your diet well, cardio exercises will really help improve your overall cardiovascular endurance, as well as help you with weight loss. But one particular cardiovascular exercise I want to talk to you all about today is HIIT workouts, H-I-I-T. Now, you know, Gina, I hear you laughing in the background. I know you guys love HIIT workouts. But I wanted to talk to people about HIIT workouts because, first of all, there are thousands and thousands of ways to do HIIT workouts. There's no just one way. For example, HIIT was kind of started with Tabatas, and that's T-A-B-A-T-A. And Tabata is an 8-set cardio workout where you get 20 seconds on of work, 10 seconds off for rest, and you do it, you know, it's a 4-minute set. And that's not the only kind of HIIT workout that you can do. HIIT workouts can range from many, many different variations. But one thing that's excellent about HIIT workouts is that they boost your endurance. They can help increase your metabolism. And when we talk about metabolism, we're talking about the rate at which our bodies burn fat at rest. Okay? And then HIIT workouts are great for regulating your insulin levels as well. We don't really talk a lot about that, but it's great for, stabilizing your insulin levels, particularly if you have issues with high blood pressure or anything like that. And then finally, I love HIIT workouts for losing body fat. So, you know, one of the reasons why they're so good for that is because they increase your heart rate to a very high point. You're burning fat at a very high rate. So examples of HIIT workouts can range from anywhere where you're working, where your work phase in the workout is 20 seconds to 90 seconds. And what's characteristic about HIIT workouts is that you just work hard when you're supposed to work. So, for example, you can do a HIIT workout where you're doing 30 seconds of work and 10 seconds of rest, okay? And you're going to do whatever. How many ever sets of that you want to do? 4, 5, 6, 10 sets of that exercise. And just remember that you want to make sure you're timing it. HIIT workouts work best because they are timed. You know, when you work out on your own and you go to the gym, you work out, oh, I did a bench press, and then, you know, you walk around for 10 minutes and you go back to the bench press. That's not a HIIT workout. Actually, that's not an effective way to do any workout. You want to make sure that you're keeping those workouts intense by keeping them timed. So make sure you have your watch on or set up your phone and so that you can do your HIIT workouts that and that there are that they're being timed the entire time. Also, remember that rest period. You can't work hard if you don't get enough rest. So, you know, if you do a 30-second all-out, you know, whatever sprint, you need to make sure you give yourself, 10 to 15, even 20 seconds of rest before you go at it again. The more rest you take during your HIIT workouts, the better you're going to work when it's time to do the work. And then remember, you know, in order to gauge how hard you're working, especially if you are not wearing a heart rate monitor, you need to have some sense of how hard am I working here? Am I really working, you know, as hard as I possibly could? Use the rate of perceived exertion. It's a scale that we use to determine how hard you're working. It's just that simple. And it's called RPE, rate of perceived exertion. And it goes from 1 to 10. 1 is when you're perfectly sedentary. 10 is that kick butt workout. You are working so hard you can barely sustain it and breathe. So most of us don't really get to a 10. But what you want to do is you want to make sure in your HIIT workouts that you're getting to, like, you know, 7, 8, 9, in that range, working from hard to very, very hard. And then remember, how frequently should you do HIIT workouts? Particularly if you have not been working out, you guys, you can do HIIT workouts to improve your cardiovascular endurance 2 to 3 times a week. But you want to remember that you also need to include moderate cardio into your program. You really shouldn't do HIIT workouts more than 2 to 3 times a week. You want and incorporate those moderate intensity cardio workouts where, let's say, you're going to go for a power walk for 30 minutes to 45 minutes, or you're going to get on an elliptical for 30 to 45 minutes. Those long, sustained, moderate intensity workouts are excellent cardio workouts for your heart and lungs. Okay? So just remember, to keep those cardio workouts incorporated in your exercise programs, everybody. You need to do cardio a minimum of 3 times a week, but up to 4, you know, to 5 times a week, balancing that with weight training as well, okay?
Ooh, I love it. Hips. You see, God is all up in my business. I'm telling you right now. This whole entire show is all about whatever I'm dealing with right now. Seriously, my hips, it's just so funny because even when you have to work your hips, especially when you get older, and you should start as early as possible, like you were saying, because, you know, they get stiffened and sometimes they'll like rotate or something, right? So even if you're just sitting and you stand up and you feel like an adjustment, it might be that you're neglecting that area, right?
That's right. And you can include, you know, those areas in your HIIT workouts and in your cardio workouts. And HIIT workouts can be anything from body weight exercises to those exercises that you do with dumbbells, or, you know, you can use other equipment as well.
Yeah. I love it. Well, listen, I need to work my hips more instead of worrying about squats, ladies. We've been squatting and squatting. We got to do, because that's another thing. If you do a lot of squats all the time and a lot of leg work, it's also important to focus on some kind of hip training as well.
That's right. And you can do all kinds of adductor exercises. Just remember, if you get injured, make sure you go see your doctor. You never want to do stuff and not get clearance from your doctor. You know, we want to have a close relationship with our doctors before we involve ourselves in any workout, that, especially if it's something that we haven't tried before and we're not used to working out. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. Follow Elizabeth on Thinking Correctly. What else is it? Thinking
That's
Correctly.
That's right. It's www.thinkingcorrectly.com. Or you can even check me out on Instagram @BodyByBrooks. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Oh, I love it. See you soon, sister. Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right. This is so great. Work your hips. I needed that. That was that. If it wasn't for nobody else, I'd receive it because I do not work my hips. I work a lot of squats and legs and all of that, but I don't work my hips like I should. Okay. So listen, we have, we got the Melissa. We got her, interview coming up. I cannot wait to hear that because I just fell in love with her as soon as we first met. It was amazing. Melissa Williams from the Tyler Perry's The Oval. Listen to this interview.
I am now with the gorgeous Fly Sassy. Oh my God, she looks so amazing. I'm gonna take a picture so you guys can see her. She looks absolutely amazing. Melissa Williams from the Oval, BET. Tell us how you feel about working on the Oval, girl.
Oh my gosh, first of all, the number one new drama. Can we say thank you, God? Like, I'm just honored and humbled to be chosen. I'm excited for people to see what's coming on the Oval, and especially my spinoff that Tyler Perry has created for my character, Ruth.
Oh, wow. What a surprise that was for you.
Oh, my gosh. When you talk about, like, okay, I have this, I'm going to have this by this stage, this by this stage, I could have never wrote that.
Look at what God does. Girl, you got, I got chills going up and down my arms right now. That is nothing but God. I'm about to cry. I'm so excited for you. Like, literally. Like, I love stories like this. I love testimonies like this when God is getting all the glory because you said the right thing. You could have never planned this yourself. And look at that. It started from one thing that is amazing, and now you're going to take it to the next level with a spinoff. Melissa Williams is in the building. So when did you start acting?
When was this? I honestly have been acting for a while now. Like, I started in theater. So in middle school, I was doing all these musical theater plays, church plays. Then I went to college, majored in theater. And I was like, okay, Atlanta is great. That's how I went to college. But I need to go give myself an opportunity. And that's when I moved to California 7 years ago.
Oh, my God. I've been thinking about moving to California. I really have. I feel like God is leading me here. I'm in D.C. right now. But anyway.
Take my number.
I know. I will give you my card. Yes, please. I would love that. Tell anybody that is looking for, you know, the outlet, or they feel like they are creative in this way.
Yeah.
What advice would you tell them?
I would definitely say the things that I've learned so far being around this great man that is Tyler Perry is you have to have faith. You have to have faith because this road it can be dark at sometimes. It can be lonely at sometimes. And you have to be able to have the willpower to push yourself through these dark times and say, you know what, regardless of my circumstance, I know that God has a different plan for me. And so then you just go on that. That's the gas.
She got me shouting over here, y'all.
That's the gas.
I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
All right. So my Instagram is Melissa.L.Williams. My Twitter is 1MLWilliams. And my Facebook's just my name, Melissa L. Williams.
I love her. I want to take her with me. She's like a sister. I don't know. I just love her. She's so adorable. Go check her out on the Oval, you guys. And please be prepared for the spinoff because I don't even know what fire that's getting ready to bring. But obviously, he thought it so. Thank you so much, Melissa. All right. Thank you.
God bless you. Wait, let me tell you.
That was such the bomb interview. It was just a wonderful time at the Trumpet Awards. But anyway, we got to move on because we just don't have enough time, you guys. Barry Niler, comedian, is filling in for Gina G. Hey, Barry, Barry, Barry's got the Trinity. I say, Barry got the Trinity. What's up?
How are you going to call me Niler?
What is it, Naylor?
Naylor. There's a whole
I apologize. Barry? Barry Naylor.
There you go. Shake it out, shake it out.
What you got for us? It's Black History Month. What you got for us? You got a couple of minutes, Barry.
All right, it's Black History Month, but everybody's starting off trying to get the swirl on for Black History Month for some reason, trying to see what's going on. Megan Thee Stallion, one of the hottest rappers in the game, has been caught with rapper G-Eazy. Now everybody on the internet is like, yes, get you the vanilla for Black History Month. I was like, oh, on the third day, that's what we doing? That's how we going to do for Black History Month? Everybody wants a swirl this month, I guess. Judging and getting love by not by the color of the skin, but of the content of their character, like Dr. King said.
Okay.
That's how they start now. Also, we had the Super Bowl. Did you watch the Super Bowl, Gina?
Did I watch the Super Bowl? Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. So people had some things to say about Jay-Z and Beyonce sitting down during the national anthem. I mean, out of all the people, you're just going to focus on two people that decide to rest their legs? Just decide to rest their legs for the national anthem?
Yeah.
Let's trying to start controversy. Did you watch the halftime show?
Yes, I did.
Were you dancing along? Did you know the words for Jenny?
Not all of them. No.
All right. You know, some people said they were feeling. Some people like, eh. What about Trick Daddy and Trina? You know, left out some of the Miami culture. You know, the sounds. Some people look for Uncle Luke to come out. I was like, I don't know if that would have been appropriate for the Super Bowl halftime show. We know how Uncle Luke gets down.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. So I wasn't, I appreciate the halftime show.
Yeah, the halftime was good. It was good. What's going on with Fake and Famous? Famous and Fake. Fake and Famous tour. When is that coming about?
The Fake Famous tour. We just did a show in Columbia, South Carolina last weekend. So that was popping off. That was a big turnout. For the end of this month, we'll be in Albany, Georgia on February the 28th. And on the 29th, we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. So people can follow us at Fake Famous Comedy on all social medias, and they can just keep up with the updates when we come to their city.
All right, that is so true. So I want to see it. So what is the contact information for you, Barry?
They can hit me up on my social media page, Barry S. Naylor, NAYLOR. They can find me just by typing it in all social media networks. They can hit us up, and Fake Famous Comedy as well for booking and stuff of that nature. You got me, Gina G, Marlon Maxwell, the Big Three. And our team, Gainesville Black Wall Street, they're the ones who put the shows together and stuff like that. So we're making it happen this year. This is going to be a busy year. We're going to be in, we're back in D.C. in April, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Baltimore and D.C. in April is what we're shooting for.
All right. Well, that has been so amazing. And Barry's section of the Trending Tea has been sponsored by, and I love this part of the show because this is my friend. I love him so much. Ryan Lestrange. Listen, he's got a new book called 60 Days of Unusual. Prepare your heart for uncommon breakthrough. In this book, Lestrange challenges readers to let God interrupt the mundane and unleash the ordinary in their life. He leads readers into experiencing the unusual in their faith, such as unusual discernment, unusual authority, unusual determination, unusual warfare, and unusual breakthrough. Go ahead and get your copy of 60 Days of Unusual by Lestrange, by Ryan Lestrange, at everywhere books are sold. All right. Thank you, Barry, so much for joining us and filling in for Gina G.
Anytime.
I love you so much. All right. Thank you so much. Well, listen, our last guest, but last but not least, Liza. She's joined us, Eugene. Hi, Liza. How are you?
I am doing well, Dr. Gina. How are you today?
Fantastic. Super glad to have you on. You got a book that's out, and I'm super excited about that. You say it's about God showing you about you. Tell us about it. It says God exposed me to me. Tell us about it.
Well, yes, thank you for having me today. But this book is talks about me when I was in a very, very dark place after going through the murder trial of my brother. And I was diagnosed as being severely depressed and having extreme anxiety. And during that time of just seeking a healing from God, a supernatural healing, because I know God and I know His Word, God just began to shine His light upon me. And God just went back into my life, and I had layers of hurt, layers of pain that started from a child, from being sexually abused to domestic violence, knowing my father, finding out who my biological father was at 16 years old, losing my mother at 28 in a car accident, raising my siblings, just on and on, the dissolve of a marriage, the dissolve of an engagement. So all of those things just combined was just causing a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. So when God shined light on it, I knew that it was necessary once I broke free to begin to help others break free.
I love that. So now with that in mind, what God giving you the revelation of what took place in your life, and you're hoping that when they read the book that that will help advance them in their deliverance as well. What else can a reader get from the book outside of deliverance? What are they going to take away from it? What life lessons?
Well, one of the things that I speak from the point of a victor and not the victim. And I want them to know that with their faith in God, that they can overcome it as well. When David defeated Goliath, all he had was a slingshot. And so all I had was the word of God in my heart. But with that in my faith, I was able to overcome. So today people see this woman that is truly blessed, tremendously blessed, a gifted life and a life full of favor. But it was necessary for me to tell my story because I felt it was time to empower other young girls, other women that may be experiencing the same thing and just feel as though I can't do it. It's just too much for me to bear. And I want them to know, yes, you can do it, because everything you need is inside of you. And God has used these problems, the problems that you're currently facing, to show you your strength and just what you're made of in Him.
All right. I love it. I love it. Well, tell everybody where they can purchase the book, you know, how they can follow you.
They can follow me on Instagram, Eliza M. Eugene, on Instagram, or they can go to Facebook, ElizaEugene.com. The book can be purchased on my website, which is ElizaEugene.com, or they can order the book from Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
You have a book signing coming up. I know your manager, Tasha Mills, and you are putting some things together to get visibility and whatnot. You have a for the book launching out. When is the book signing? Where is it? And how can people, can anybody come?
Yes, the book signing is actually open to the public. It's at Roussel's Jewelry and Gifts in LaPlace, Louisiana. That's on Saturday from 12 until 2 p.m. And also on Sunday, I will be at Beacon Light of LaPlace, Louisiana at their 10 a.m. service. And on February the 16th, I will be at Victorious Life Church in LaPlace, Louisiana at 11 a.m.
That is awesome. So if you are in the area, go and make your way there, get an autographed copy, get a photo taken, get some more questions answered from her, and you guys will probably have a great time hearing her testimony and everything. I love the book cover. Everything about the book looks amazing. Sounds like it's going to be a great read, and it's just going to be a blessing to so many. It was just such a pleasure to have you on. Tell everybody one more time where they can follow you on social media.
They can follow me on Instagram at Eliza M. Eugene, or they can go to Facebook, Eliza Eugene, or they can just go to my website, ElizaEugene.com.
All right, Eliza Eugene, it was a pleasure. God bless you, and thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Thank you, Dr. Gina, and bless you also.
All right, you guys, this was an amazing power-packed show. I'm telling you, the time goes by so fast. You got to tell your friends. Doug, my producer, has been just sending me information saying how this show was just the numbers went up, spike. So I just appreciate every one of you listeners. I appreciate you guys helping make this one of the number one internet talk show throughout the whole world. It's just amazing. I just can't thank you enough. Keep telling your friends, keep telling everybody. They can go on Alexa and they can say Gina's Radio Chat and it'll go right in. They can go on Google Play and say, hey Google, turn on BBS Radio Station Number 1, and it'll play BBS Radio Station Number 1 and you'll be right in with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So we got all avenues, or you can download the app and you can always take us with you on your phone or wherever you go. Okay, this was an amazing show, you guys. guys. Again, thank you everybody who has participated in today's show and who listened to today's show. Live healthy, live whole. And we miss you, Gina G. I love my sister. Anyway, she's working. So we got to go, you guys. I could talk to you guys all day long. Okay, until next time, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you. We loving you. Until next time, bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.